The Josh Griesenbach Show, Episode 5, Confirmation Names. Whether you're coming into full communion with the church or some of your friends are Catholic, you may have heard about a thing called a confirmation name. So what is a confirmation name? I'm glad you asked. Hi, my name is Josh Griesenbach, and this is The Josh Griesenbach Show. In today's episode, we'll discuss what a confirmation name is, what they mean in the life of a Catholic, and how to pick one. Let's get started with an explanation as to what a confirmation name is. A confirmation name is, well, a name that you select at the time that you take the sacrament of confirmation. The sacrament of confirmation means that you are taking the promises made by your parents at your baptism, if you were baptized when you were a baby, and saying for yourself that you want to be a part of the church. If you were baptized as an adult, then you'll typically be baptized and take the sacrament of confirmation all during the Easter Vigil. So, what does a name have to do with that, anyways? Well, your confirmation is a sort of interaction between yourself and the church. Before your confirmation, you may have been attending masses and doing things such as praying before meals or saying the Holy Rosary because someone in your life was asking you to do so, probably your mom or dad. But after your confirmation, you've taken it upon yourself to do those things, as well as others. In the sacrament of confirmation, you have said of your own volition that you want to be a part of the church, and part of being a member of the church means that your intentions are focused on Jesus and trying to live the life that God wants for us to. But that act of standing up and asserting yourself as a member of the church calls for you to take on a new name. And here's why. Because when you were born, your parents gave you a name. You didn't have much say in the matter. But at the point that you're being confirmed, you do. You are in charge of your life and in charge of your faith. So it makes sense that you select your own name to go along with your new identity as a member of the church. You're not the same person that you were before. For your confirmation name, you select the name of a saint who you would like to model your life after. There really is no bad saint's name to choose because they're all saints. But that's an important thing to keep in mind. Your confirmation name must be the name of a saint. It can't simply be any old name that you find in the Bible. That's because there are plenty of people in the Bible who you wouldn't want to follow in their footsteps. Judas and Pontius Pilate, for example. Now, some people actually add their confirmation name to their full name and place it in between their middle name and their last name. For others, their confirmation name is something that they keep to themselves, and they hold in their heart as a part of their personal faith that they don't really share with others. For some people, they actually don't take confirmation names. Because of this, it's a good idea for you to speak with your RCIA sponsor and the head of your RCIA program to find out what their policies are towards confirmation names, and when you'll need to have chosen yours, whether it be a few weeks or months before your sacrament of confirmation, or if you just need to have picked one by the time that you're actually going through that sacrament. So, what are some of the confirmation names that you're considering? Have you already gone through the sacrament of confirmation? If so, what is your confirmation name? What is your confirmation name meant in your life? Let me know by sending an email to thejoshgriesenbachshow@gmail.com. You can also get up to the second information about things going on with this show on Twitter at Josh Checking In. That's JOSHCHECKINGIN. And be sure to check out this podcast companion blog at thejoshgriesenbachshow.wordpress.com. Until we meet again, this is Josh Griesenbach, and I'll catch you next time.